The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, October 2nd, 2011. For those listening live, and obviously not for those listening to the recording, welcome aboard. Today is Intention Day and Expectation Day, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. Right now, I'd like to start, as every show, with making connection. And so, as we start, make that first and most important connection inward. Into our divinity. And so whatever works for you, of course I would suggest that while you're doing this, that you be allowing your breath, your breathing to be deeper than normal and easy. And so breathe and focus within and perhaps focus into the heart center. And open up your heart. Open all the windows wide like it's that first spring day when the temperature has gotten to the point of being beautiful. And open up your heart wide and let your soul wind blow in. Let your soul come in to express, to be experienced, to fill you with yourself, your true self. And just fill yourself up as fully as you're able. Good. And then let's take a step. Next level out. We are in the physical dimension. We are on planet Earth. So let's connect with our Mother Earth. And for this one, by all means, start with your awareness in your heart, but then move down through your feet, through your root chakra, into the earth. And again, whatever way works for you, to open up into sharing space with Mother Earth. Let yourself receive her love and support. Let yourself give your love back to her. But in any case, just fill yourself up with her presence, with her power. Wonderful. And let's open out to all of those beings around us who are not in a physical body, but who are here to support us, to cheer us on, to aid us in awakening, into knowing our power, into getting the most out of these experiences in these dimensions. Our spirit guides, our angels, our teachers. And again, let yourself breathe into their energy and feel their presence surrounding you, but also within you, because they are in your heart. They are in your mind. They are in the cells of your body. They're with you fully. So let yourself feel what they're offering, what they're giving. Wonderful. And now let's reach out to connect with all of those who are co-creating this here today, both those of us who are here live and those who are listening through the recording. Because whether we're live or in the recording, we are all joined together in this moment. And so just allow yourself to open as fully as you are willing, as fully as you're able, to feel that connection of co-creation, to feel that connection of coming together here to build something today, to bring something forth. And it's not just words, it's not just meaning, it's not just ideas, it's experience. And so let yourself open into that experience of co-creation and into the experience of our co-creators, all of us here together, joined in this purpose, in this moment. And let yourself expand into that purpose, into that meaning, into that connection. And one more time, we expand out. And this time we're expanding out to connect with all the beings of light on the planet right now who are consciously seeking to awaken. It doesn't matter what path they're walking toward that awakening, but all those who are seeking to know their own divinity, to experience their own divinity, to experience expressing their divinity more fully, and all those who are seeking to connect with the rest of divinity and bring that in and through them. We are all here. We are all in this together. And as we expand out into that connectedness, we take strength from it. It allows us to move forward more gracefully, more easily, because we're not alone. We're not doing this alone. And so let yourself breathe in all of that support as well. Wonderful. And thank you for helping bring the energies together in that way as we get started here. And today, as I said, I'm going to be talking a bit about intention and expectation and how they relate and how they interweave and how they interconnect and how they affect what we are creating moment by moment. And it's a good thing to look at, I believe. Now, I'll speak a little bit about my intentions for today. One of which was, because last week, I believe I mentioned on the show that I was having some troubles with the computer, so I hadn't gotten everything together for the drawing for September. Well, wouldn't you know it, things just got worse with the computer. I'm very pleased. I'm excited that I'm even able to be here today through Skype. This program is working right now. But many of the others, specifically the email program that I need to get into in order to do the drawing, to connect with all the people who've sent in email comments and questions, etc., I can't do that right now. So what I'm going to do is set another intention. I set the intention last week that I would do the drawing this week, but what I'm going to do now, since next week I won't even be live, I'll be in Phoenix speaking at a conference, I'm going to wait till the end of October, and then I'm going to draw two names out, one for September and one for October. And so That brings me right to one of the first points that I'd like to make about intention. And as always, take everything I say through your own discernment. And, of course, I'm not here presenting anything that is automatically new for everyone out there or for anyone out there. But this is about one of my intentions with the show, always, is about bringing through what that co-creation is, what we would best be served by touching upon today, all those who are co-creating this with me. And so that's my intention overall, and then within that I have smaller intentions that I get myself out of the way and listen to what is coming through. I have other intentions. For instance, so far, every one of these shows that I've done prior to doing it, I go do a journey. And within that, well, a shamanic journey, for those of you who don't know that that's the type of journey I'm talking about. It's not going out to the store or the park. It's a shamanic journey. And my intention for the shamanic journey is that I'm going to receive and open into whatever healing, whatever information, whatever activation I need to be that vessel, to be that carrier that can connect with this group energy and bring forth what the group would best be served by today. And so, again, I started to speak a moment ago saying that that brings me to my first point. My first point about intention is that it's not one thing. It's layered. It's multiple. It's ongoing. It's overlapping. And we have larger and smaller intentions. And yet, we also have a wonderful cliche that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And so, I'm going to muddy the waters here right as we begin. And look at just what that cliche means to me and how I think it touches in upon the aspect of setting intentions, because I know I do, and I know a lot of other people walking this path. We're setting intentions, and that's one approach to this term, one approach to this idea. But what is that? How does that work? How is it related to what we actually receive, to what we connect with, to what we create? And so we've got a wide-ranging ground to cover here today. And so let's go back to the core of that, intention. Although if you separate it out into syllables, and not that it is spelled the same way, but if you take the N off the front of it, what are you left with? Tension. Tension, which for most of us anyway, is something that we try to avoid, tension. And yet, it comes from the root of intend, which is putting out our desires into the world, would be my definition of it. I don't know what Webster would say or Oxford. In fact, maybe I'll just take a quick look at that, see what the actual dictionary definition is for intention or intend or intent. Have in mind as what one wishes to do or achieve. Well, so that's about our desires, what we wish to do or achieve. And that is, in one way of looking at it, at least how I would choose to look at it, it's each intention that we set or that we have is a way in which we are consciously or unconsciously seeking to focus our energies, so that we can have our energies go out into the world through our words, through our actions, through our deeds, or again, simply at that intentional level where it's just simply in the mind and in the heart perhaps, go out into the world and create what we would like to experience, create what we would choose to experience. And it seems like a simple, straightforward thing. And yet, how often for you, I know it happens for me quite a bit, but I don't know about you, how often do we put forth intentions that then have Oh, when I was working in on my theater degree, the term was obstacles. How often do obstacles come and show up in the way as we're putting forth that intention that prevent us from getting to the experience that we were desiring to create? And as I said, for me, that happens a fair amount of time. Last week and on the show, I put forth the intention I would do the drawing this week. Of course, it was also my intention that my computer would still be, well, would be improving by now. And in one way it has. I managed to get the tech out here and got the DVD CD drive replaced, and yet the programs are still not functioning the way that would be good for them to, the way that would serve me and allow me to do everything I'd like to do on the computer. And it's been my intention through this week to take the next step, and yet I find myself up against the obstacle of my own ignorance of knowing exactly what step to take, what's the next thing to do. And again, even in terms of when I know, although now I now have two different opinions. One of the tech people I spoke to said, well, you can do a restore, reset the computer back to its settings when it came out of the box. That should take care of it. The other one seemed to offer a bit more extreme version of how to fix this, although both of them require me to re-download a whole bunch of programs, applications, whatever you want to call them, after I get this done. But the second tech said, no, you have to reinstall everything from scratch. And both of those are daunting, although, quite frankly, they probably don't take a lot of time. And yet, my intention on one hand is very strong to get this done, and on the other hand, it's, oh dear God, how much work am I going to have to put in to do this? I don't want to do that. And it's not really an intention there. It's more of a rejection of the steps it takes to fulfill that intention. And I'm sitting here watching it, and I don't have things rebooted. I don't have it restored yet. My intention right now is that's the next thing I do after I get finished with the radio show today. And we'll see what happens. Or I'll see what happens. Maybe I'll tell you guys about it in a couple weeks. But that's how intention works. We bring something up to the surface that we would like to have happen. And we put that desire out. Maybe that energetic intention goes out. And maybe we actually take steps. I've certainly taken lots of steps speaking with the tech people, etc., and having one at the house. And the computer's still not where I desire it to be. And the first obstacle is me. And I would say that that is true of all of us in every circumstance we're in that does not live up to what we desire it to be, that does not live up to previous intentions. Our first obstacle is ourselves. Now, you may disagree with me on that, and that is quite fine. But until I make different choices, until I step up to choices I know would serve me, or at least I think would serve me, until I take that intention into action, I'm my own worst enemy. I'm the one in my way. And in this moment, I'm certainly not sitting in judgment of that. It's just an observation. Although at times when I'm frustrated, I definitely go into that judgment place of, what is wrong with me? And at the mental level, I know nothing is. I'm just operating out of these patterns that I have where I'm not ready to do it. I'm not smart enough to do it. I'm not good enough to do it. I just don't want to do it. You get that one? The 3-year-old tantrum ever? I don't want to. And whatever other levels are in there in the way of me taking that step that I'm avoiding. In spite of my intention to have this computer functioning at the highest level, etc., is irrelevant, but I have other intentions that may not be as conscious as that one, but are mucking up the works, so to speak. And those are intentions about comfort. They're intentions about not wanting to try something new that I could fail at. They're about not wanting to think that hard. They're about who knows what else. They're unconscious. Multiple levels of them, though. And that's one of the things that I think, again, speaking from my own personal experience and very specifically in this circumstance, but also from working with a lot of people seeking to come more into their power and make better choices and get their life into a different experience than it is currently. That kind of thing comes up very regularly and very much in the way. And so how do we deal with that? How do we deal with it? Well, one way is to start looking.
Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Doug at the BBS Radio Studios. Well, I think John has some internet problems, and it's not just the internet, it's actually computer related. And I don't know if we're going to be able to bring him back today so he can do the last half hour of his show.